Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our sacred haven. Today we have a scoop on meditation moments. And I do hope that I'm coming to you clear today. As usual, I think I've blown out another circuit. So if I'm not coming clear to you, please someone email me so I will know whether or not you can hear me. So stay with us for the scoop on accelerating your journey back to you, meditation moments. And we will be giving you exercise tips on what to do to tap into your sovereign divine mind. And at this moment, I want you to pause and prepare your list. And you know, I'm always telling you how to value of having a list. And as we flow into the show, your job is to listen and to think about the request that you will be making to yourself, the God that you are, during this show. So simply allow our tools to soothe you as we build a bridge to beyond. And we are here to enhance your life and to simply remind you that the true genie is inside. So let your soul's dream soar. To participate live in our show today, call 914-338-0695. To listen, go to blakeradio.com and click on Rainbow Soul. Remember, Mystic Diva has the best of talk radio. Giving you the scoop today on meditation moments, the power of the group mind through meditation and visualization, the scoop on your feelings and emotions to accelerate your agenda. This is a sore spot for many of us. We get so programmed not to acknowledge them. We also have the scoop on listening and trusting your intuition. And as usual, Mystic Diva always take a pause and invite you to a quiet space. So close your eyes and relax. And know that it is in the quietness and confidence, your confidence, and in the quiet where you find your strength. Imagine the Creator, the you that you are, is sending you love and compassion, sending it to you, from you, today. So open your heart and let you bless you. And now ask yourself, is it possible that I can have life my way? Is it possible that I can get so much of my own will? Is it possible that I can get my own will? Is this thing really possible that's on my list? And I tell you, in its quietness, yes, yes, your end result is near, it's easy, and it is available. Now what we want to do is to activate our brain. We want to activate that part of us that sits between our two ears to force out the manifestation of attaining what you want on your list. Now sit, I want you to sit as if you're sitting up in your mind and your brain and pay attention to your thoughts. What do you feel? Because you are arousing your brain. And in spite of your situation, just say to yourself, I strengthen me. I sense me. I am open to me. I hear me. And I touch me with my mind. Go ahead and do it. Touch you. Touch you with your mind. Think about it. And then say to yourself, I now start to think. I'm thinking again with all my might. And I think, what do I want? Do I want a new place? Do I want a new house? Do I want new faces? Do I want new circumstances? Do I want more money? Do I want that just so right relationship? Do I want family harmony? And the reason why you want what you want is very simple. It's to make you feel better about yourself. It's for you to grow. And now, say to yourself, I ponder what I must think about to get me to this new place. I must think myself with this desire, my desire. I must think myself as my desire. I'm with it. I'm with my new place, my new house, these new faces, and these new circumstances. And I must look within my brain for answers, for my resources. I must go within me. And keep pausing and see if anything comes to your mind. And continue to order your brain to give you an answer. And let it work and work. That's what it wants to do. Feel the pulse throbbing at your temples. And just allow yourself, you're telling yourself, I've slipped into the void. Timelessness.
white love. I'm suspended in consciousness. I'm working through the madness, the fear, the insecurity, the judgment, the disbelief. And the more I work my brain, the more I sense hope, a glimpse of my confidence, the genius that I am, the love I have for myself, the security and openness, and the believability in my ability to create a new life for me, one that pleases me. Now breathe in. You're breathing and you're working your brain. You're tapping into your feeling center. You're sensing the emotion around you. You're building this momentum. And now, you say, I have hope. I believe in my sovereign divine mind to invent a new life for me. And so it is. Keep breathing in deeply. Shifting your body. Moving into a conscious realization of your awareness of your uniqueness in this moment. Just move around a little bit and get used to this new you. Believe it. Believe that your words are power. Believe that when you tune in and you ask the God of your being that sits between your two ears, if you're looking for something above that, if you're looking for something away from that, you've looked too far. Look to you. And then whatever you need, if it involves someone else as a resource to pull that off, that part of you will bring it to you. And so sit back, relax, and enjoy the feast that we have prepared for you. You tune into the Mystic Diva Show. My name is Dora Jones, your host and spiritual life purpose coach. Again, welcome. Call 914-338-0695 to participate live. And that meditation got me spinning. Whoa. Woo. Okay. To listen, go to blakeradio.com, Rainbow Soul. And you can contact Dora Jones at inspirationscoop.com or email Dora Jones at inspirationscoop.com. Let's see, what is it I have not done? And what I have not done is start the chat room. So I'm about to do that now. I have been in such a meditative state this whole week. It has been so blissful. And I've learned so much about myself. I've had such a wonderful, wonderful time being in the presence of myself. It is so divine and it is so wonderful to visit yourself and to be in that space. So greetings again and welcome. You're so wonderful and you are so a part of my life. You're so a part of everything that I avail myself to. And I really do appreciate you stopping by, tuning in, and to participate on the call or just to listen in through internet or even to tune in on the archives. I want you to know that your contribution is certainly appreciated by Mystic Diva. So we thank you so very, very much for just being with us. So our show today, Meditation Moments. What is meditation? Meditation is contemplation. It's kind of like worry that gives you hope. It's like reflecting, it's thinking. And then, you know, we're talking about meditation. There's something, and a lot of times we get the two confused. There's something that we do, we just zone out. We just disappear. Today we're talking about meditation as a state of contemplation. So stay with us, and if you're not able to hear me, because I'm going through a speakerphone today, so please let me know if you cannot hear me, because I want to be heard, absolutely. So meditation is such a beautiful, wonderful experience and exercise for you to put in your life and to have it a part of your daily routine. And you can do it anywhere. You can even do it around people. You can do it. We do it all the time anyway. Don't we reflect all the time? We think all the time. We give attention to things all the time. We contemplate all the time. We meditate all the time anyway because we're thinking beings. So why do we meditate? To give attention, to give thought to something that is unique, something that we want, say, definite in our lives. We kind of do a form of meditation, something we really want to experience. And why is it essential to have an ongoing list of choices to experience? Well, it moves us along our agenda, our thinking agenda. It opens the door to evolve, and it helps us to move, because we gotta be in that space of believing it's possible. We're going to learn something about ourselves. We get a chance to have an experience. The emotion shows up to help us to figure out if exactly what we're thinking and what's going on inside. We get a chance to figure out where we are on our journey back to the conscious oneness. So what stands between us and our list of things we want to manifest? Or the thing that we truly want to attain, the oneness we seek, and where is this block? What stands between us? Is there a block? Is there something blocking us from attaining? Yes, it is. It's our attitude. It's what we believe. It's our philosophy. And where is that thing that's blocking us? It's between your two ears. Never outside of you. It's not ever anyone else. It's always you. So if I want something and it's not showing up in my life, I need to come back to me. It's that place where God is. It's that place where heaven is. It's also the place where hell is. It's in your thinking. It's in your belief. It's in your attitude. It's in your philosophy. And it's that same place where vibrant health is. It's where your financial wealth is. It's our greatest block in my contemplation, in my meditation, in my asking. And seeking and searching, and I have done a lot of it. Our greatest hindrance, our greatest block, is misinformation, no information, which breeds insecurity. I want to say that again. What is our greatest hindrance to manifesting this oneness, this conscious realization of who we really are, is misinformation that we have, or is no information, and it breeds insecurity. Now, what heals insecurity? You get your insecurity issues healed, and they are healed through information. Information made known, inside, it gets rid of insecurity, it disappears. What are some of our other blocks? Now, these that I named are the main ones, and there are others. And that is knowing exactly what you want. And knowing that you can name and claim exactly what it is that you're choosing to experience. And we won't get into the semantics of words either. Without trying to... You give up knowing how it's going to manifest. And that's where you have to have the faith and the confidence. It has to come in for you to give that up. And then you have to know that it's really possible. And you're asking yourself, do I deserve it? You got to get past that one. Do I think it's possible? And one of the things that we have that we must clear our path, the way we think, is part of this block that we have is that waiting for something or some other being to clear the path for us. Like waiting for credentials. And for a lot of women, it's waiting for the man to show up and to give her the proper credentials so she can be his property now, and then he'll do it for us. So these are the impediments. These are the blocks. These are the hindrances that stop us from manifesting exactly what we want, because we're forgetting exactly who we are. And knowing who we are, that's information that will heal our insecurities. Okay, so now we want to pause. And I want you to think about your request. One of my requests this week or to myself was to become so aware of how inventive my mind is. Now, making that request of myself generated some movement in my thinking. It also generated an emotional response from me. It also generated the fact that I had forgotten that I made that request of myself. So when the experience shows up, I go like, what? And so when the emotion accompanies with it, I go like, what? And I am so grateful that I do a lot of coaching, because in coaching I am able to keep track of myself. I was able to retrieve and say, oh, that's why this is here. Now, what emotion is this that is showing up for me at this particular time? And why are you in my conscious awareness? It was because I had a request of really tapping into my inventive mind, really tapping into my sovereign mind. I have been channeling chants about the sovereignty, our mind. Well, you know, you got to get a test. You got to get an experience. You got to know whether or not you got it. Well, guess what? It showed up. And guess what? I'm still working on it to see whether or not I got it. But I'm so glad that I know that I'm working on it. So you want to tap the sovereign mind. Sovereign divine mind is everywhere. It's in you. If you can think of it as being inside, kind of, well, not really, but for this conversation today, it's between your two ears. It's the brain. That muscle, or whatever that is, they call it, sits on top of our neck. Has everything we need, and we don't engage it. We stay in memory. We stay in accessibility. We keep having the same experiences. We have the same plots to the story. We meet the same people. Oh no, we tell ourselves we're meeting new people, but we're really not. Because we will have to get out of the focus and get in the straight line. So, declare. Decree with me. I tap my sovereign divine mind to empower my list with divine love, truth, life, and infinite wisdom. Those are some of the things that you can begin to say to yourself. Can you tap that? Can you go to that place and be present in that moment? It's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful journey to tap into that space. I tap into my sovereign divine mind to empower my list with love, truth, life, infinite wisdom, with divinity, with immortality. I still want to tell me they weren't so sure they wanted to work on immortality. What were you working on anyway? That's why you keep coming here. So, certainly a blessing is you can just recognize it. If you ever been through organized religion, they work on immortality. Then I'll say that. I call it going to heaven. But what is that? Blessed assurance. It is when we are quiet that we have the confidence that our soul, the God of our being, the God that we are, the universe that we co-created, is supporting our plan. And at this moment, I want you to look at your list. And again, affirm, I bless my list with assurance and confidence. I think about my list and I declare. What are you going to declare? That your dreams are manifesting, that your goals are coming into realization, that you're with new people in new places, that you're out of that, you're on a straight line now, you're actually going toward the real you. But take a quieter moment and pause and sense your assurance that it's already done. And it is done just as you imagine it will. That it is done. How does that appeal to you? That it really is already done. If you would just allow yourself to honor the fact that it is already done. What do you think about that? Okay, we're going to go to our phone lines now and welcome a caller. And then we're going to get back to our dialogue. You're listening to the Mystic Diva Show, and this is Dora Jones, and I am your host. Okay, call at 770-283. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
Whoa. You're loud and clear. Put in on the speakerphone, Tanisha. I am wonderful. Because earlier today, before I was preparing for the show, I was going through one of those moments. One of those creative moments, one of those moments that you have that you're going to remember these moments. And someone would ask me, well, how do you feel about that? And I go like, I don't know. I need to check in to see how do I feel. What feeling is it? You know, what emotion is present? And I came up with something. One of my twins said, oh, you're at peace. Well, that was a twin that speak out loud before I have a chance to really see. So it was during that time what I was actually experiencing. I was experiencing a restlessness. I was restless. And so what I needed to get in touch with at that moment was I was experiencing a slump. Now, there was nothing visible around me that said, okay, you're in a slump. But that's exactly where I was at that time. It was early this morning before noon my time. And it took about 4 hours later for me to settle in. This is so important for me to settle in, and I could hear within myself. I actually got the answer of what I was experiencing. I was experiencing a slump. I was experiencing restlessness. I was restless. So when people ask me how you feel, I go like, you got time to listen? I got a scan. And, you know, I need to check in. You want a real quick answer? So how am I? Right now, I am, how am I right now? I am
I'm super duper.
How are you, Denise?
I'm great.
It took me a while to come up with that. I had to really scare myself. So I wouldn't be lying. Coming up with a program response. Okay. So, you've been with us since the beginning of the show, so you've heard most of the dialogue that I have been sharing today. So, do you have your list, Tanisha?
My list is to concentrate more on me, because in the past I've been so, I would say, diversified into giving so many parts of me to others, and not that I wouldn't concentrate on giving to others, but to concentrate more on myself and giving more to myself and appreciating me more. And that way I would have the power to extend my gifts to others.
Wow, that's rich. So how do you feel about that, your list?
Well, I feel good about it because I've been working on it since 2010. And when I made the decision, because I realized that everybody has an aura. And that aura can be strong, but if you keep extending to the negatives, it pulls that positive charge away from you. So sometimes what you have to do is go back and recharge, refuel, and find out about the real you, because oftentimes we don't know the real us. So that was my decision, to go back and find out about the real me and concentrate on me and the things that I really want out of life, and therefore I would be an asset to society.
Okay, to concentrate on what you really wanted out of life.
Right.
And knowing that supports your being able to facilitate something that humanity needs.
Right.
That's quite a lot, Tanisha.
I know.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite a bit. I kind of like that. I like that a lot. I do. Okay. I'm going to ask you, are there any other things on your list? Those are just the two things that you have on your list? Those two things?
I think I have other things on my list that I would like to do, but for those things to be accomplished, I would have to accomplish the main goal. And that would be, for instance, writing a book. Once I can do that, I would have more power to be more powerful to get the message across that I would like to get across in the book, because that would be the central, you know, to take the central subject matter and to identify with everything in it, to put it down in words to help other people on the journey that I have been through.
Okay. So you'll be writing from experience.
Right.
Okay. Paul, that's a good tall order. I think that's a very good, especially where you are along your path. You're not saying that you're going to write this when you're 22.
No.
I get a lot of book writers young.
So what are you going to write about? They had to figure out everything at 22. And you act like, that's 22, all right. I already got it figured out at 22. Now you're an authority on it, right? My mystic humor for the day. You already got this, right? Okay. How sweet is that? We're in trouble.
Big trouble.
I said, go be 22. Go and just try to be 22. I said, well, you got anything that you need to write about? I hope it's to a 2-year-old. Wow, how sweet. How sweet it is. Okay, so writing a book is on your list, and being in a position where you can facilitate other growth pattern, right? That's on your list.
Right.
Okay. Wow. Well, when you first came up with these two amazing things, what was it that you had to face about yourself that you didn't know you wanted to face that about yourself?
That I was giving too much of myself to negative entities that did not have or would not have a positive impact or outcome, and that they would keep repeating the same procedures over and over again, and that I was so absorbed with it that I wasn't paying attention to me, to the true essence of the me in me.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
And the reason why I say that is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, the reason why I say that is sometimes you have to sit down and assess the situation instead of going on that journey with that person to see, well, what is their true goal? What do they want? And is it actuality? Is it real?
Mm-hmm.
So if something is not real, this person might, you know, every time one small problem is solved, then they thrive on problems. They thrive on their life, actually thrive on problems. And I don't care what the problem is. They will always have that because that's what they feed off of. And then if you let them pull you into it, then you don't have a positive, like in electricity, you don't have a positive, you have a negative, and you're feeding on something that will continuously go on and on and on to the negative line and not to the positive.
Wow. Okay. That's really good. You made a point about what I took a note is that asking the proper questions when you decided to embark on a journey with someone is to make sure you're asking those questions and see what that person's point of view is, and do we have a similar goal? Are we headed in the same direction? You think that'll cut down on a lot of those wasted energy that we spend trying to get people to go our direction? We'll just take that time to assess and ask them questions.
that's essential. And if they, and according to the answer, then you will know, you know, what this person is or who they are or how they would, you know, you would always already know the outcome of the situation because their persona thrives off of the negative, or if it's positive, it thrives off the positive. So some people just, you know, they love conflict. So you have to decide, am I going to get drawn into this conflict or into this drama? Or, you know, leave it alone and say, well, I hope the best for you and go on.
Okay. I do get that. I do get it. Okay. I'm going to move back to my dialogue for a minute, and I'll be back with you, Tanisha, before we end the show, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for participating.
You're welcome.
Okay, now, we're going to take just a short, we're going to take a promo break for sure. I think that's
If you want to open yourself up, find your life's purpose, walk firmly into your destiny, and find out what life cycle you're in, then intuitive spiritual coach Dora Jones is what you need, and she's available to you. Dora Jones is a tremendous, universal, and metaphysical coach who specializes in soul integration. Take advantage of the benefit of this dedicated spiritual coach who helps keep us at the top of the game. She uses her spiritual skills, numerology, and astrology to support you in knowing your divine blueprint. Visit www.inspirationscoop.com and schedule your phone session, e-session, or reading today. You'll receive the following benefits by using Dora's unique abilities as spiritual life coach. Increase self-esteem and personal worth, make more enlightened decisions, and shown ways to effectively state goals and plan your agenda. You'll be given the tools to release people, places, and things that block you from receiving and achieving. Visit www.inspirationscoop.com or email Dora Jones at inspirationscoop.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Mystic Diva Show. I'm Dora Jones, your host, and our topic today is meditation moments. We are happy to have with us Tanisha, as always, is on the line with us, which is always a blessing, such a loyal listener. When we take a quiet pause and sense with assurance that it is already done, just as we have imagined it to manifest, it's a good time. It's kind of good to go to that place and say, my soul, my soul, my soul, delight in my success, I'm in a place that supports my new lifestyle of ease and abundance. And all around me is wisdom. All around me is affluence and vibrant health. And all is well within my soul. It's filling, it's coming to that place of knowing, just allowing it to flow, just being in a space of self-assurance, that it is already done, just as you have decreed it, just as you have declared it, and you are not caught up in how it's going to manifest. That really slows us down, and that is really difficult for us to stop. We get to the place where we want to affirm that our abundance is beyond the influence of people, places, things, times, or events. We get to the place where we release all attachment to people, places, things, times, or events concerning our abundance.
we drop our list that we have for other people. That's what Tanisha was saying earlier. Because the only time a person can distract you is that you have something that you want connected to them. And if they are not on your same frequency, they are going to distract you. Because they have their agenda as well. That's just the way it is. We also affirm that our abundance, we release those attachments to people, places, things, times, and events with concerning our financial abundance. Because our financial abundance or our abundance period is beyond the influence of people, places, things, times, and events, because they may not cooperate with you the way you want them to cooperate. So now you're back to you and the God of your being. So then we affirm that our abundance is truly beyond that influence. And get in the scoop on your meditation moment, using the group mind through meditation and visualization, just to be in that space. We'll come back to the phone lines now with Tanisha. Tanisha, I know, because you and I have had offline chats, and so I've somewhat had some information regarding your journey. How do you use the power of the group mind, like in groups, to empower your list, not to meditate? And these are the people that similar to you in consciousness. Do you do group settings where you are creating? I know there's a lot of groups, prosperity groups, so many different groups, and they get together and they're using the power of their group mind. Do you do that as well?
I have a few, and when I say a few, one hand, and I might have a thing or two left. One is you.
One of them is me, okay. Well, thank you. I'm glad I made that.
and a few others, a couple others. And what we do is sometimes just on the phone, because they're very busy and, you know, I'm busy, and we might exchange ideas. Another thing that I do is something is that I'm thinking about. My thing is that for meditation, I'll get in the kitchen and I might fix about maybe 3 or 4 meals, and I'm meditating. And that's my thing of meditation most often, not all the time. But and by the time I finish this, I have the answer. Because as I'm doing this, I'm concentrating and praying on it and so forth, and it really works for me. I do other things also, and get in contact with the universe, and this helps, and just think about it. And sometimes it might be one day, other times it might be 1 week, but I do get the answer, and that's the important thing, to get the answer.
That is the important thing, is to get the answer. So you go into your meditative state, and as they would say in the old day, you leave your prayer closet, and then you go in and you get involved in some activity. And it's doing that activity that the answers really come. I've experienced that. One of the things that I did a lot, I don't do it now, we're in ground too hard. One of my favorites was gardening. I would get so clear just by gardening. And almost any chore that I truly enjoyed, for you, is cooking, right?
Right.
I've got answers. I could be sitting in meditation. I'm sitting in formal meditation. And I'm waiting to hear instructions, guidance.
the moment I get up, I feel a breakthrough. And if I start walking through the house, I can get answers that way. Movement a lot after I've set the weight, set it up in a formal type way with my lips. One of the most, I've had so many memorable, amazing moments that have come out of meditation. I had someone to tell me once that I'm a walking meditation. This is because my voice, the way I move, the way I walk. And I didn't realize that until one time I was on film. I was allowed myself to be film, and I actually saw me moving. And it was like gliding. And so when I'm walking, those days when I walk and my shadow is in front of me, I see my movements, and just to watch that is so meditative for me. So what I'm saying is that I really do get off on myself. And I know, according to my blueprint, that others also fit into the whole scheme of things in my blueprint. It is just so easy for me to go to a self-contained, self-actualized, like you, Tanisha, self-realized space. And during the journey, when I did not have the information I have now consciously about my personal journey, I was busy facilitating other folks' agendas like you, and it was always a negative. There was so much missing. I didn't ask the questions, and I just saw that they needed help. I don't do that anymore. Even when I have a client, someone is referred, and they come to me, somewhere in that conversation is, do you want my help? How can I help you? What do you want from me? And that gets it clear. So I will activate those past life behaviors and being so self-contained and go through the loop page. I got the award in that one. I mastered that one. So you do use the group mind. When you're in your formal meditative state, do you ever get a sense, is there some sensation going through your body, or you feel something? Is there usually recurrent sensation, something that you know that you've made that connection?
Yes,
you know that?
Do.
Okay. What is that you, what is it for you?
What is for me, and I sense the Holy Spirit, and it just, it's a feeling that's really just so awesome, and it comes over your body, and you say, okay, that's it.
Okay.
And you know it's right.
Okay. And when you get that, what do? Just allow it? Just let it have its own way?
I'll allow it because it's happened to me so often. Sometimes I also go into, I could be sitting there with somebody and I get a vision. And that vision is showing me just how it is, just what it is. And it gives you the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the person or persons that I'm around might not even know that I've gone into this state, but it happens, and I say, okay, and that's the answer, because you hear the voice talking to you, which of course I always say the Holy Spirit, and it shows you God tells you just what's really going on. Because oftentimes in this life that we're in is so delusional, and people want you to see it one way when it's really not that way. And the older you get, should I say the wiser you get, you know to listen, because it brings you to attention, and you say, okay.
Okay.
Or even if a person is telling you one thing and it's a lie, it's not true, you hear in their mind what their real intentions are, then you say, okay. It's not debatable to me, but then you know how to react to this person.
Mm-hmm.
And a decision is made.
That do you consider that to be a very precious gift that you have, that you're able to do that?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
And I've learned to rely. On it, because it directs your life, and it keeps you, it gives you the positives. It also shows you sometimes when you're in danger. It just gives you so much information that's not of the state of the world that it's in, this physical world, and it shows you the truth. And that's what we need to know, and that's what we should be looking for.
Absolutely. And to develop yourself to that state, I know in meditation, where one is open to all the different levels of our being. And as you said that, I was reminded of an event that this week that I had. I had the intuitive knowingness to take my iPod with me when I did my morning walk. And it was one of my chants that was planned that I had recorded probably 10 or 15 years ago. And I had not listened to it in a while. So when I was getting a sense of what it meant, what the chant meant. And so as I approached my home, coming back home, I live in the wilderness. So I come to the front door, and I get a feel before I get to the front door. I get a sense of this chant that I'm listening to is a chant about... I get to the front door, and I really did need to be alert because there was a critter. And I can hear it says, don't open the door, because I'm thinking it's a moth, but it's not a moth. It's really, really a scorpion. And it had attached itself to the door. It looked just like the door, and it looked like it was a moth, but it was a scorpion. And if I had not been in tune with myself, open a door and it would have just come in, and I probably would not have seen. So yeah, you're right. So we're out of time to make sure. Don't worry. I thank you for being with us today and tuning in and being a loyal supporter of Mystic Diva. I am going to continue the series on meditation for a while. Our next show will be the Rainbow Chakra Meditation. I'm contemplating doing it a little later, maybe even on a different day. I'm taking a poll for my listeners now, because I think this is so important right now that we get a chance to listen to ourselves. So I want to ask everybody to tune in next week. You will be the date and the time, email, and Tanisha Cook will call you. So thank you. Thank you, Tanisha, for being with us. Okay.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it.
All right. So we love and support each of you. This is Dora Jones, and tune in to Mystic Diva on our next time to be announced when and where. And we always have something wonderful and inspirational to talk about. So ta-ta to next time, and good night, everybody. Peace.
Good night.
Good night.